Happy Thanksgiving. First off, a word of welcome to you all to join us here on this Thanksgiving morning. I don't know what the rest of the day holds for you all, but to take time at the beginning of Thanksgiving Day to give thanks to God is a beautiful thing. So thank you for being here, members of Epiphany, members of Jerusalem, and those who are called to join us here this day. We give thanks for your presence among us. You all know H&S Bakery? You all know it? So I know it rather well. I have a love-hate relationship with H&S Bakery. Early in the morning, as I run around the harbor, the smell is so good. It has the power to overwhelm other smells that are sometimes part of city life. But it just smells so good, I want some. You have to forgive me. I've had also this smell in my house for the last 24 hours because Mark made 10 recipes of stuffing. In order to do that, he had to toast in the oven 6 full loaves of chopped up bread, and it just, oh. But when I'm running, it's a strange thing because I won't have been hungry yet because I basically step out of the door and immediately start running, and so I haven't built up an appetite, but as soon as I smell that bread, I just want some. Even though you all know it never tastes as good as it smells. But it's just so tantalizing, especially when they're baking the cinnamon raisin bread. I'm sorry, I'm making you all hungry. It's torture, isn't it? I'm so sorry. But I just want some. Until I get around to Domino's sugar, an entirely different smell takes its place. I am the bread of life, says Jesus. And you know, he says this to a group of people he claims are only following him because they ate their fill of the loaves. Perhaps it is that they are following that yeasty smell as they go through the countryside around the Sea of Galilee. And these people, they seem utterly confused by Jesus' line of reasoning. This is about more than bread, more than about filling your belly or chasing after that lovely smell. And by the way, it's more than a neat trick. It's even more than the manna from heaven that fed our ancestors. It is about relationship and faith. You know, there was a man who asked for help a couple years ago. He had trouble with his car. It's a story I hear pretty often, actually. And I avoid, whenever possible, giving out cash to people, because I know that can not always be helpful. And so that, of course, is difficult because if I'm determined to help people, which as the pastor, a pastor of the God is Love Church, it seems like a foregone conclusion that I should be trying to help people. So that I need to find some way to help these people without giving them direct cash. And so I do things that are much more time consuming. I work out how to pay a motel bill directly with the management. I sit down with a person to sign into their BGE account and pay some amount of it. I go and get the thing the person claims they need the money for. Just the other day, someone called for help getting a prescription filled, and with a checklist about a mile long, I prepared to go and meet up with this individual. Now, for whatever reason, they couldn't make it work. But a couple years ago, it worked. I was able to make my way down across the street and take care of his car. And often that's the end of it. But then he came to church. As many have promised, and few actually do. And then he came again, and again, and most every week since then. And I believe he did that not to get his fill of loaves. We don't really feed that much at communion. Though perhaps maybe on Wednesday nights. But because he was grateful. And then he kept coming. Because I believe he found something here that he did not even know he was looking for. He found community and meaning. He found dignity and kindness. Things are not perfect for him. He continues to face obstacles, as we all do. But I believe he found the bread of heaven that gives life to the world. Whoever comes to me, says Jesus, will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And of course, we object immediately with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? You know how that works. You need your physical needs met first before you can seek love and belonging and self-worth, before you can even begin to consider who God has called you to be. Which is why, as the God is Love Church, we are called to feed people and shelter people. But if and when we do find meaning and purpose and community and faith, then the rust somehow seems more bearable. At the very least, because you do not have to take it on alone. So yes, today give thanks for the food on your table. For everything you need and everything you have, for your daily bread. But even more take time to survey your life and give thanks for the things that satisfy more deeply than a loaf of warm bread. And give thanks for God who promises more than enough. In Jesus' name. Amen.